Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You give life. You are love.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You bring.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. You know, when we were just praising and worshiping and celebrating victory, the Holy Spirit reminded me when King David was facing his Goliath. He was facing a big giant. He was facing a giant that everyone was afraid of. But David rehearsed his past victories. He said, there was a lion and a bear, and who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Look to the neighbor and say, you're the army of the living God. Satan doesn't like you, but greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. You've overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. I speak victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That isn't quite where I was going with the message, but Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. How many are thankful for the Holy Spirit? I don't know what I'd do without the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the things that gets me in the church age that we're living in now, there's so many people that are afraid of the Holy Ghost. He isn't scary. He's a very present help in time of need. I was reminded in Titus chapter 3, before I get into the message, the Apostle Paul writing to his student Titus, he said in Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. How many know that each and every one of us gets stale? Come on, come on. How many know that we constantly need to be renewed? Amen. And if we don't feel we need to be renewed, we're in a dangerous place because we become apathetic, we become complacent, we become defiant. Amen. But the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us today. He reminded me in Romans chapter 8. Verse number 11. He said, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. The reason I'm bringing this up right now is sometimes we're battling a battle and there's no one else around. And God wants to remind us it's the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, and that same Spirit will quicken your mortal body. What is it you talk about with your mortal body? It's anything that comes against you, sickness, disease, whatever comes your way, trial, tribulation, storm. The greater one resides inside of you and I. So the Lord led me on an area today. And so go with me in Acts chapter 4. And we'll go to the message this morning. As your pastor of Greatest Freedom Ministries, this Sunday, right now, this day, is my last Sunday as pastor. I will speak again in a couple of weeks, but that will be a transition service. And I know that I have to lay down one mantle to pick up another mantle. Hello? I know that God isn't done with me yet. I know that he's begun a good work in me and you is faithful to see it through to completion. That God never starts anything he doesn't finish. And when you're facing something and he hasn't been finished with it yet, you just remind yourself that God isn't done yet. Amen? But in Acts chapter 4, verse 29, he says, and now, Lord, behold your threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And here's where I want to focus your attention for the word that the Lord wants to deposit into you and I today. In verse 33, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. I have titled this for a title, The Holy Ghost is Stirring. He is stirring to empower us, to employ us for his kingdom, and he wants us to embrace his grace and inhabit his presence. Amen? So let us, and what I have here, to emulate him. Excuse me. Well, you know what it means to emulate. I'm not going to go there yet. Just wait with me. Let's lift a word together and let's come into agreement. You know, you may ask why I do this. It's so easy for us to disagree. The adversary will use even a song. Well, I don't care for that song, so I'm not going to sing that song. Well, what the devil did in that song, and you not agreeing with the song, is he sowed discord in your heart. Amen? And God wants us to come in unity. When we come into unity as a body, there is nothing that can stop a church that's unified. There's nothing can stop us. We can take this city for the kingdom of God. We can take this nation for the kingdom of God. We can take this world for the kingdom of God, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Hallelujah. So let's come into agreement. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote it to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. In my life, it will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, my ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In your holy name, amen and amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one that's gathered here, not only here, but on the website. Father, I pray right now, Lord, speak through me today. May the words that come out of this mouth bring glory, honor, and praise to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I submit it to you today, Lord, and I say, have your way in this atmosphere, and we'll never cease to give you all the glory and praise, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen and amen. Well, say, he said, and with great power gave the apostles. With great power. And what I want to talk to you first about is God's here today to empower you. To empower you. If you look with me in Luke chapter 10. Hallelujah. Out of the mouth of babes, let praise be established. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said this. Verse 19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And what the Holy Spirit and Jesus is saying to you and I today, as God's going to do signs and wonders and miracles through you, he's going to use you for his glory and his kingdom, but don't let it go to your head. Don't let it go to your head, because God doesn't share his glory with anyone. It's for his glory, it's for his honor, and it's for his praise. You know, the Apostle Paul would say in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Thank you, Jesus. Verse number 4. This is what the Apostle Paul said. He said, in my speech and my preaching, 1 Corinthians 2:4, was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Amen. So what the Lord was saying to me, and we're reading about the apostles, he wanted to remind us, if you turn the page to Acts chapter 6, excuse me. Go back to Acts chapter 6. We find that the apostles were so busy, they were too busy for their own good. And the Lord gave them instructions to appoint 7. And they appointed the 7 to take care of the business. And what the Lord wants us to understand is that it isn't just about the apostles. God pours his Spirit out upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall have visions, and your old men shall have dreams. On your servants and the handmaids he will pour out his Spirit. God wants to use every last one for his kingdom and his glory. He says in Acts chapter 6, verse number 6, these 7, he says, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. I want you to understand something. There's something valuable about the laying on of hands. That God wants to impart something in everyone in this house today that will only come by laying on of hands. And God looks at you to see how submissive you will be. If you truly want to see God's glory and you truly want to be used for God's honor, you submit to his will. Amen. He says, and when the word of God increased and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Wait a minute. And Stephen, who was not an apostle, he was one of the 7, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Amen. Amen. Signs and wonders will follow them that believe. Amen. Amen. God wants you to understand how much power you have in the name of Jesus. God wants you to realize that you're more than a conqueror through Christ that gives you strength. Amen. Amen. So he says to us in Ephesians 3, and if you know I'm a word man, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and whether you recognize it or not, I'm depositing faith in you today, because I'm speaking God's word into you and into your portals of your ears. Amen? Amen? And it's taking an 18-inch journey to your heart. Amen? He says in Ephesians 3, verse 16, this is my prayer today, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit and the inner man. In other words, I have to be strengthened on the inside to manifest on the outside. If I'm not strengthened on the inside, what I'm manifesting on the outside is myself. His strength is made perfect in my weakness. Therefore, I glorify him in my infirmities, that his power may rest on me. Are you with me? We're all students of the gospel. This is a classroom. You're being equipped to go take back this world for the kingdom of God. Amen? So if we're looking at this, hey, he says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So the first thing he said, he gave the apostles, and with power, great power gave the apostles what? Witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. In other words, this was to employ them. To employ them. And if you look with me in Acts chapter 26, Acts 26, we find the apostle Paul. He's ministered to King Agrippa. You know, he spoke the words of Jesus, said Jesus had come to open the eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance amongst them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. But he says in verse 22, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to the small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. Everything that's taken place in our nation and our world today was prophesied by the prophets. The law wasn't abolished in Christ Jesus. He's the fulfillment of it. Amen. What was abolished, and matter of fact, the Jews don't even celebrate truly because they're not sacrificing. Amen. So there isn't no atonement for their sin without Jesus. Amen. He is the way, he's the truth, he's the life. We're witnessing the resurrected Lord. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and he that believeth in me shall never die. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to live the resurrected life now. Amen. Amen. Are you with me? He says in Matthew 28, we're looking at deploy for the kingdom of God. Jesus said, all power, verse 18, has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all these things whatsoever I commanded thee, and lo, I am with thee even unto the end of the world. I love Mark 16 where he says, go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. In my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick and what? They shall recover. He didn't say it was for the apostles. He said it was for the body of Christ. Amen. God wants you to recognize who you are.
That's right.
Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I might live in America, but I'm a heavenite.
Yes.
I'm a representative from heaven. You're a representative from heaven. You might have be a part of the United States of America, but your greater part is heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. We're representatives of heaven here on earth. Amen. Everywhere you go, you represent heaven. Amen. You know, that's why the devil doesn't like you. Hello? Amen. Amen. Well, if God be for you, who can stand against you? Hallelujah. He tells us in Acts 1:8, and he wants us to remind us about the Holy Ghost power. He said, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. I don't know about you, but I know that God is here to empower you and I, to employ us for his kingdom. But he says to us, we must embrace the grace, the unmerited favor. You know, we talked about this. We sang about the million little miracles. It was by God's grace. The greatest miracle is our salvation, for by grace we are saved by faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any of us should boast. So we need to embrace this amazing grace. Now, wait a minute. Why am I saying this? Because sometimes yourself doesn't feel like you're worthy. But it isn't about you. It's about the one that's in you. And when you raise up the ones in you, he overcomes the other one, the spirit of man by the spirit of God. There's a battle inside of us every day. Our spirit battling with the Holy Spirit. Amen? How many times you say something you wish you wouldn't have said? How many times do you do something you wish you wouldn't have done? All you do is confess. Amen? Amen? He ain't going to beat you up over it. He's going to love you through it. So he says to us to embrace this grace in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I'm going somewhere. Bear with me. The Apostle Paul put it like this to the church of Corinth in verse number 10. We're building a ministry. God's not closing Greatest Freedom Ministries. He's extending the hands to another ministry, Full Circle Church. In other words, there's no failure. It's all success. Okay? We're succeeding for the kingdom of God. Amen? And we're in it to win it. I don't know about you, man. I don't have a losing attitude ever. I always see my glass half full, not half empty. Amen? I know that even when I'm going through something, I know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. And what I want to do is I want to be a quick learner. Anybody with me here? Amen. I want to learn real quick so I don't have to first hang in that place. Amen. Amen. Lord, attack my body and mind this week too. I mean, just I'm telling you. But what happened? My son came and laid hands on me and got healed. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 10. He said, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another buildeth thereon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So when we're embracing this grace, he says to you and I, his students, in 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse number 10. He says, as every man have received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. In other words, all these miracles and all the things that God bestowed you isn't for you. It's for the benefit of others. Amen. And guess what? If your gifts aren't benefiting others, they're laying dormant. They're not even active. All becomes is head knowledge, not heart knowledge. Because God doesn't go outside of His word. He means what He says what He means. When He said it, it became. He didn't have to correct it. He's God, we're not. So He says to you and I in James chapter 4, I'll wind this down. It's very important for you to get a hold of this. Because sometimes we mess up, and all God calls us to do is fess up. Amen. Hello? And guess what? He won't take you to that next place until you do it. Amen? And this is a judgment coming from your pastor. Or future former pastor. He says to us in James 4, verse 6, he says, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. God's word says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to us through the preaching and teaching of His word? He says, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. God's here today to empower you, to employ you for His kingdom by you embracing His grace and emulating Jesus and closing Jesus Christ. Jesus said in Matthew 4, come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. It didn't stop there. The Bible said, and they forsook their nets and followed him. In other words, they didn't continue to do what they were doing. There was a turnaround. And what God wants to do in our hearts and lives is bring about a turnaround in our lives. So he's here today to empower us, to employ us for the kingdom of God, for us to embrace this grace, and to emulate or follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in every heart of each and every life. Lord, in the closing moments of this service, Lord, your word declares, behold, you stand at the door and knock. If any man hears your voice and opens the door, you'll come in and sup with him and he with you. First, in the closing moments of this service today, if you're here, you're just not right with Jesus. Maybe time you were right, you got off the path. And you feel the Lord drawing your heart to you, him today. If that is you, would you slip up your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. I see their hand, they point down. Is there another here today? I need Jesus. Is there anyone here? Don't miss this opportunity. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I see their hand. You may put it down. I see their hand. You may put it down. Can we all stand? We're going to say a prayer of dedication, but I'm not done yet because God has something he wants to do in this atmosphere. We're going to pray this prayer, and I know that you may have said this prayer before. But the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So as you say this prayer today, if you mean it with your heart, he is faithful. So repeat after me, say, Dear Jesus, come into my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I acknowledge you died on the cross. You arose from the grave. You paid the penalty for my sins. You purchased me a place in heaven. Father, forgive me all my sins. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul and making me whole. Now, Lord, you gave us a promise of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I invite you to take residence within me. My body is now your temple. Have your way in my heart and life, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, if you said that prayer and you meant it, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But God isn't done yet. I'll ask my wife to come now. She's my sidekick in ministry. JJ spoke last week, and he spoke out of 2 Timothy, and he spoke about God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and a sound mind. And in other words, the verse before is where I want to focus today, because God wants to do something here. God wants me to lay hands on you for this next season. He says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 6, the Apostle Paul says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. So God's given me instructions to anoint you. So if you will allow me to, would I ask you to come and gather around the altar so we can pray for you as we're operating in this transition. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Come on. I haven't killed anybody up here yet. Notice I said yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God's going to anoint you with Holy Ghost power to take this church and this ministry farther than ever went before. Amen? We're going to start this out. Nobody's going to be falling out or anything because we don't have ushers carrying people today. So just lift your hands to heaven. Amen? You can just lift them when we come by or whatever as we lift hands. Honey, you this side, not to this side. Father, in the name of Jesus, in power. Father, in the name of Jesus.